As the year wraps up, the Washington County Quorum Court has several big pieces of business to attend to tonight. One is the budget. The other concerns decisions that will have to be made about the county detention center, which right now is costing the county more money than it should. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about the proposed jail expansion and possible changes to the way the facility operates.
Last month, the Washington County Quorum Court voted to raise property taxes from 3.9 mils to 4.4. It's a reversal of a decision made in 2011 when the court voted to lower taxes from 4.4 to 3.9 mils.
And over time, as property values increase and the county grows, you do sort of see a rolling back of millage because you don't need to be taking in too much money. And that was the sentiment back at the time. And then the county has really sort of suffered financially since then.
That's Eva Madison. She's the Democratic Justice of the Peace for District 9. Madison, who voted against the millage because it came just days after the midterm election, says in the last 7 years, the county has seen an increase in expenses and a depletion in their reserves.
So the increase in the jail costs have really wiped out the county.
Historically, Madison says the population at the Washington County Detention Center had been made up of one-third pretrial inmates and two-thirds post-trial. Post-trial inmates would be held to be transferred to state prison, which means the state would partly reimburse the county.
For whatever reason, and I think there's a variety of factors, that has flipped. And so it's now about two-thirds pre-adjudication, a third post. And so we're now paying for more of the prisoners than we were before.
Madison says there's been a noticeable increase in the criminal charges filed at the prosecutor's office, while at the same time there's been a slowdown in the pre-adjudication process in the courts.
And then on the back end, even when the state does reimburse us, they reimburse us less than half the cost. So the legislature sets the cost. They just decide what they'll pay counties. And they decided to pay us $30 a day. And the cost is more like $62 to $65 a day.
All those factors, Madison says, have made the jail more expensive to operate. While the jail does have a dedicated quarter-cent sales tax for operations that was passed when voters approved the construction of the current facility in 2002, Madison says for the last few years, that hasn't been enough.
They're usually shy about $800,000 to $1 million every year, so the general fund is having to supplement those costs.
Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder has gone before the court to ask for a special election to expand the jail, which he says would solve both the underfunding and overcrowding issues at the facility.
If I were on the court, it would be a no-brainer. Let's just pass this on to the general population to vote on the issue. You know, put it in their lap.
Helder says over the last few weeks, the sheriff's office has been working with a bond council to draft an ordinance to propose to the quorum court, who would then decide whether to send it to voters. The jail expansion, which would include a new jail pod for 500 inmates and a new minimum security facility to house 100 inmates, will likely cost more than $35 million. Eva Madison says for a short time, the bond would impose a half-cent sales tax on residents to cover the construction costs.
With the idea being that you start collecting the tax, you don't actually have the jail open yet, you build it, you end up with a little bit more of that half-cent sales tax left over, and then it reduces to a quarter-cent for operational purposes. That was the way they did it the last time.
Sheriff Helder says overcrowding at the detention center has been a problem for some time, and he expects it will only get worse, especially after the Springdale Police Department closes its jail in about a year. Overcrowding, he says, leads to federal civil rights lawsuits, and one of those has already been filed.
The problem with lawsuits of that nature, if they make their way to federal court and the magistrate, they've already made these rulings and these statements are that you cannot base your housing environment and what you provide to the detainees based on funding or lack of funding. Your basic constitutional requirement is to meet the needs of the detainees as they're in your facility.
Helder says it's up to the sheriff's office and the quorum court to make that happen, or a federal court will do it for them.
The bottom line is you just don't ever want to be in that position. You know, I think we've done a great job of recognizing, predicting the future, if that's even possible to do, but based on past trends and trends, basically, we're able to determine that our jail population was going to kind of be where it is now, 5, 6, 7 years ago. We're there, and now it's decision time.
Eva Madison was the only dissenting voice when the quorum court was asked to approve a resolution allowing the sheriff's office to enter into an agreement with a bond council to draw up the special election ordinance.
I have a lot of constituents that are very concerned about whether a jail expansion is the right thing to do or not, and we need to have some alternative voices in this process.
And Madison says the decision merits further discussion.
There's certainly a lot of room for debate on whether it's wise to expand a jail, because it's sort of the if you build it, they will come. And sadly, we'll fill it up if we have it. And so you start thinking about who are we imprisoning? Why are we imprisoning them? And the questions that are posed that a lot of people have raised lately to me and to others are really just sort of a larger question of criminal justice reform that's sort of bigger than the sheriff or bigger than the quorum court.
Sheriff Helder has been part of prison reform commissions under both Governor Mike Beebe and Governor Asa Hutchinson. He says he knows the criminal justice system doesn't always work the way it's supposed to.
Under both administrations, one Democrat, one Republican, the overriding theme is, why do we keep doing what we've been doing for years that obviously doesn't work? Our population, our prison population continues to increase. It's just not the smart way to do business.
Helder likens it to a wagon wheel with spokes that meet at the center to support the wheel.
So when I talk about those spokes, it could be the prison system. It's the judicial system. It's let's talk about what happens when they serve their time. Are we doing a good job of reentry? Are we working with the community as a state, as a federal government, as a local government on devising ways for people to come back into an environment where they're not destined to fail? And then let's back up for a minute. Are we doing everything that we can to prevent them from entering the criminal justice system? If we can keep somebody out of the system, the odds are they'll never enter it. But once they've been exposed to the criminal justice system, i.e. a conviction, odds are they're coming back.
Right now, to deal with the overcrowding, Helder says the jail has been booking and releasing 200 low-level nonviolent offenders a month. Some of them end up before a judge over and over again. Helder says that small group will likely end up in a different situation should the expansion happen.
So that segment, they need to be in jail. I would argue that because that group needs to be taught a lesson that, you know, you do have to, there are consequences for your actions, I guess is what I would say. So a percentage of that 200 would certainly have a bed in the Washington County Detention Center if we get that space, but not all of them. We're still going to manage aggressively our jail population because we don't want to find ourselves in this position in too quick a manner.
Helder adds he'd like to have the quorum court consider putting the bond up for election at tonight's meeting before new justices of the peace, who haven't been briefed on the situation, come on the court next month.
Well, you can just imagine if we don't at least begin the process with a court that understands what we're dealing with and what our ask is, it's going to put us that much further behind. We're in crisis mode now. I don't even know what to call it. In 2 years from now, if we haven't made a move on this expansion.
A vote on whether to approve a special election is not on the agenda, but quorum court rules allow any justice of the peace to add or remove an item with approval from the court. An item that is on the agenda is an ordinance that would create a daily fee that would be charged to any municipality that houses inmates at the detention center. At this point, Helder says most police departments are choosing to close down their holding facilities.
Well, by and large, as time goes on, cities are recognized their inability and it's really not their bailiwick to run a jail. It's ours. That's what we're trained for. So they're by and large becoming extinct, if you will. And that's why we talked about Springdale. They're getting ready to get out of the business.
As of right now, the jail only has an agreement with the city of Fayetteville to charge a $62 booking fee. The jail also charges Madison County and the U.S. Marshals Service $62 a day to hold their inmates. Eva Madison says in the past, felony arrests made by city police departments would automatically become the county's responsibility. But an Arkansas Supreme Court ruling early this year has changed that notion.
And the Supreme Court looked at the statute and said, well, who are municipal prisoners? Because we don't really know who that is. What does it mean to be a prisoner of a city? And so they decided that it not only means misdemeanors, but it means felons who are arrested from the time of arrest until the time of charges.
So Madison says the ruling means that waiting time can be charged to the arresting city, which means the jail would be able to collect more fees on more of the people that are being held there. The quorum court will consider whether to impose a $31 daily fee in 2019 that would go up to $62 in 2020. Sheriff Helder says cities have generally pushed back against the fee because by the time the issue comes up on the county level, cities have already approved their budgets for the following year. Helder says if the justices of the peace do approve the ordinance, he would like to see an agreement to renegotiate the daily fee should the jail expansion pass.
We're going to charge you a daily fee, but if we get our jail expansion bond issue passed and the 0.25 cent maintenance and operation tax passed, then this fee will go away because we will have the income stream to pay for operating the jail. So that's the way I'd like to see it work out.
Any business that's not addressed tonight will go before a new quorum court next year. Only 6 justices of the peace are returning, so the court will have 9 new members. Of the 15, 8 will be Republicans and 7 Democrats. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The quorum court meeting starts tonight at 6 at the Washington County Quorum Courtroom. The justices of the peace have also included pay raises for Washington County deputies as part of the budget to make the sheriff's office more competitive with surrounding police departments, which in some cases pay officers nearly 40% more than deputies.